I'm outside an apartment block in West Belfast where Mary Conlon's body was found last week. The apartment block is at the entrance to Larkspur Rise along the Suffolk Road. It's an ordinary cul-de-sac with many young families living in the homes around the apartment block. This evening, the police investigation into Mary Conlon's death is continuing. Six police Land Rovers and officers carrying out door-to-door inquiries. Local residents are shocked.
I think the whole community and the whole street's very, very shocked, because this street was so close-knit and everybody helped each other. And I know some people can be very private and don't want everybody knowing their business. That's understandable. But we always thought in this street, if somebody needed a hand, there was always one of the neighbours they could turn to. There was always somebody they could turn to. But that lady was very private. But just seen her a few times, coming and going and coming and going. But I think everybody's just in shock and overwhelmed.
Well, having lived in the streets for sort of the last 14 to 15 years, you know, it's quite shocking. It's a close community and, you know, you wouldn't expect anything like this to happen.
The residents I spoke to didn't want to give their names, but none of them could believe that Mary Conlon could have been dead for more than 2 years in her flat.
It's sickening more. It's sickening to think that she was laying that length of time and nobody knew. That's the part I think people can't get their head around. Why has somebody been allowed to be laying in their apartment, even if she wasn't dead and she was sick? Somebody should have known. Somebody should have connected the dots and knew that there was something wrong.
Anyone that lives, you know, in the houses is really tight-knit community, but the overturn of residents in the apartments is just crazy. So it's hard to really keep on top of anyone coming in. So it's really just completely new residents, maybe every couple of months to a year.
Within the apartment blocks, the turnover of the residents would be higher than the townhouses. So, you know, it would have been less noticeable than it had been somebody in one of the houses who hadn't been seen for that period of time. But the lady in that apartment block, you know, she would have kept herself to herself. You'd only seen her coming and going occasionally. So, you know, there wouldn't have been any suspicion aroused with her not being here.
But all of the residents said that in spite of what has happened, there is a real sense of community in Larkspur Rise.
I've lived here all my life and I've had friends come and go, but everyone's always kept an eye on each other, you know.
We do have community events, we've had community barbecues, everybody knows everybody, and in general, you know, everybody does look out for everybody.
It's a very close-knit street, and everybody helps everybody else. I really can't get my head around it at all, what's happened in the street.
Sinn Féin councillor for the area, Shiena Walsh, said living in an apartment block cut Mary Conlon off from the rest of the community.
One of the sort of tragedies of modern living is that in areas like this, you don't have the same sense of connectedness that you would have had if she had lived in a house or something further into the estate. But this type of accommodation, it's very transitory. There's people coming and going all the time.
SDLP councillor Brian Heading said it's a harsh reminder about looking out for your neighbour.
This is something that people need to think about, that if you don't see your neighbour, knock on the door. You know, we don't know all the circumstances yet, but by keeping in communication with somebody, there could have been a different outcome to this case.